Yadan, I'm repeating, okay? Yadanantyam pratijnaya shrutistatsiddhaye jagau tatkaryattvam prapanchasya tadbrahmetyavadharaya. So having discussed tatva lakshartha, the implied meaning of the word tat being the pure consciousness implied by the term Brahma. In the previous verses, how that the absolute reality implied by the term Brahman alone is one inseparable, intelligent and causes, material cause of the universe. Now, in this verse again, he says, Tat Brahma, Tad Brahma iti avadharaya. Repeatedly said, may you understand that Brahman, that to be Brahman, without any vagueness, any ambiguity, any doubt, clearly, may ascertain that to be Brahma. What is that Brahma? He says, that Brahman whose nature being limitlessness, whose swarupam being limitlessness has been proposed by the Upanishads. Shrutihi here means Shrutihi, the word Shrutihi, even though it means entire Veda, here we have to take the word Shruti as Upanishads. Yeah, all the Upanishads uniformly reveal the nature of reality being limitlessness. Limitlessness is the nature of reality. Infinitude is the nature of reality. What is reality? Absolute reality, the ultimate truth of the entirety of the cosmos, without which the universe cannot exist at all. The universe can never have the status of being existent. That reality is implied by the term Brahma only because of its nature of limitlessness. The very word Brahma, okay, very word Brahma means what? Brahma means Brahmati. Brahm is the root. From here you get the word Brahmati. Brahmati means gross. Vardhate. So Brahma means what? Brahat. Brahatvat Brahma. Brahatamatvat Brahma. Brahatamatva means what? Biggestness. Brahat means big. And Brahataram bigger. Brahatamam biggest. So this reality has Brihattamattvam. Reality has Brihattamattvam means reality has the status of being the biggest. Reality enjoys the status of being the biggest, greatest. Biggest means the word big, bigger, biggest being adjective. Again, it is comparable. It can be compared to something else. Therefore, it is said, how big the Brahman is. How biggest is this Brahman? How biggest is this reality? Because it is implied by the term Brahma. Due to its limitless bigness. It's limitlessly big. How biggest is this Brahma? There's nothing which is as big as Brahma. Therefore, there's nothing which can be bigger than Brahma. The big Brahman is the biggest, greatest of everything. Nothing which is as great as big as, or bigger than Brahma. Brahman is the biggest of everything, greatest of everything. So Brahman is what? Incomparably big, limitlessly big. Therefore, due to its having the status of being the biggest, it is implied, this reality is implied by the term Brahma. So how, limitlessly big means what? Other than this abstract formless reality, which is of the nature of knowing, everything else in this world has beginning, has an end. In between beginning and end also, everything undergoes change here. There's nothing which has not beginning in the creation. Everything has a beginning means there is a time, no? Everything is a time, things are not here. Then there's an end also, everything has an end also. Therefore, everything is subject to time limitation. Having beginning and an end, everything is subject to time. There's nothing which is not subject to time here. Everything is bound by time. Everything has time limitation. Everything is subject to time. So time-wise, everything is limited. We ask, what is time-wise limited? It's nothing which is not time-wise limited. All the subtle gross elements, elementals, living beings, non-living things, the functions, actions, experiences, pairs of opposites, everything here is subject to time. The space is subject to time. Because there is a time, the space enjoys existence. There's a time where space is not here. The space also has a status of being existent only when there is a manifestation of knowledge of the existence of time, space. Until then, the space is as well as non-existent. Understand? And even, what about time? Time itself has time limitation. Time, it is a time, the time doesn't exist. And there is the abstract formless reality is there always knowing as the knower of the absence of time, as the knower of the presence of time, the knower of the time being not, the knower of the absence of time. A knower of the time is what? Is distinct from the time, and not only that, is it lends existence to the known time. Time itself enjoys its existence only in consciousness, only in awareness. This abstract formless reality consciousness, others that we shuddham chaitanyam, is what? Lends existence to the time factor. That which lends existence to the time is free from what? Time limitation. Why? How? Why it exists always? That is the nature of the reality. So timelessness is what? Nature of the reality. There's never a time reality is not there. Never a time reality is not there. The past, present, the future, three periods of time, okay, exist where? Only in awareness. Reality has no past, reality has no present, reality has no past, present, future difference. The past, present, future is a trikala jnaha. Ishra is said to be trikala jnaha. Trikala jnya. The Devi is called Trembaka. Ishra is called Trembakaha. The one who is endowed with three eyes means what? The knower of past, present and future. Okay? The three periods of time is said to be Trikala jnya, is said to be Trembakaha. Ishra is personified as the person of three eyes. Okay? Trikala jnya. Or this reality which has the status of being Ishvara, being free from time limitation, having timelessness as its sarupam, is what time-wise limitless. We had to lend existence to the very time factor. Time comes and goes in awareness. Where does time exist? in consciousness, in awareness only. Time has no existence outside of the awareness. Now, so it's called Nityatvam. Nityatvam is timelessness, is the swarupam of the reality, consciousness. Now, what about space? Space is so vast. There's no place where space is not. And space is all pervasive. So the space is spatially limitless. There is no place where space is not. The one and the only element which is free from spatial limitation is time, space. So space is all accommodative. Space is spatially limitless. And space, the spatially limitless space itself is what? Time-wise limited. Space has time limitation. There is a time the space loses its status of being existent. There is a time the space has a status of being existent. And the knower of space is distinct from the known space. So the space is dependent on the knower of space to become the known, thereby to have the status of being existent. Understand? Therefore, the space itself is time bound. Time is time bound. Space is time-wise limited. The space limitless space is bound by time. And this space, okay, space has also what? Object limitation. Because space being this different from everything else which exists in space, space subject to object limitation also. Time being different from space, time also has what? Object limitation. Understand this word space. Now this reality, which is always there. Reality knows the space by its very nature, isn't it? So space being known by the reality, being object of reality, space is pervaded by the reality. Understand? Just any illumined object is pervaded by the light. I mean the grossest example to understand something much subtler. The space does not have existence outside of the reality consciousness. Therefore, space is in and through pervaded by consciousness. Does consciousness pervade the space or does the space pervade consciousness? Tell me. Space pervades everything else, but consciousness pervades space. That is why space is relatively all-pervasive. Consciousness is absolutely all-pervasive because consciousness pervades the all-pervasive space. Understand? There were consciousness, reality, abstract reality, arrived at in terms of its nature of consciousness, is spatially limitless. Free from spatial limitation also. Now, if time and space are subtle factors, now what about the rest of the objects? All elements, subtle elements, gross elements, and the elementals, living beings, non-living things, the functions, actions, experiences, all the countless number of forms, names and functions, countless number of material products, the forms, names, functions which exist within the realm of time and space, all of them are what? Being objects of knowledge. No object exists outside of knowledge. Isn't it? The knower of the objects. All the objects come under the category of the known. The knower being distinct from the known objects. The known objects are dependent on the knower consciousness to become the known, thereby to have the status of being existent. Understand? So every object known is consciousness. Even though the knower consciousness is not the known is the knower only. Why? The known does not have existence independently outside of the knower, independent of the knower. Understand? Therefore, it's like what? Water is not any of the countless number of waves. Water is not the entity of the ocean also. But every wave is water. Isn't it true? Every wave being water, wave is non-different from the water. Understand? Wave is non-different from the water because every wave is water. Similarly here, even the consciousness is not any of the known objects, but every object known is consciousness only. Therefore, consciousness is free from object limitation also. What is object limitation? One object obtaining in a given form, indicated by a given word, or having a given name, serving a given purpose, differs from every other object in form, name, and function. Table is not the door, door is not the table, or the table is not the cupboard. Why? Every object differs from every other object in name, in form, in purpose it serves also. And one object being different from another object is what? Being different, limited. Every object being different from every other object is limited by other object. It's called object limitation. Being different from another object, name, form, and purpose is what? Being limited by another object. It's called object limitation. Vastu parichedaha. So we talk about kala parichedaha, time limitation, desha parichedaha, spatial limitation, object, vastu parichedaha, object limitation. Desh, kala, desha, vastu, parichedaha. Kala parichedaha, time limitation. Desha parichedaha, spatial limitation. Vastu parichedaha, object limitation. So every object in this world, including time, is subject to all three limitations. Time has time limitation. Time has, listen now, time has object limitation also. Space has time limitation. Space has object limitation also. Even though space is free from space limitation. Understand? Now, every other object which exists within the realm of time and space is subject to choicelessly all three limitations. An object which exists in one time is not there another time. Before it came into existence, it was not there. The form wasn't there. Understand? And similarly, an object which is here is not there. If you are here, the body is not there. So every object here is subject to all threefold limitations. Every object has kala parichedaha, desha parichedaha, vastu parichedaha. Therefore, we say everything here is parichinnam. Every object is kalataha parichinnam, limited by time. Deshataha parichinnam, limited by space. Vastutaha parichinnam, limited by object. So parichinnam, limited. Parichedaha, limitation. Whereas this abstract formless reality, which is of the nature of consciousness, is free from desha kala vastu parichedaha. So kalataha aparichinnam vastu reality, consciousness. Deshataha aparichinnam, vastutaha aparichinnam. aparichinnatvat, due to its not being bound by time, space and object limitations, this reality is of said to be of the nature of limitlessness. That was said to be of the nature of infinitude. It is not finite in nature. Time-wise, it is not finite. Spatially, it is not finite. Object-wise, it is not finite. Understand? Therefore, it is infinitude. Is being infinite is the swarupam of the reality. Limitlessness is the swarupam of the reality. Understand? Therefore, it is implied by the term Brahma. Is it clear? Now, how does this verse say? What does the verse say? Yadu anantyam. See, ananta means end. Anta means end. Ananta means endless. Anta means limitation. Ananta means limitless. Now, anantyam. Anantyam is a noun. Ananta is adjective. Anantam Brahma. When you say, the word anantam is what? The word adjective, grammatically, it's an adjective. Anantyam is a noun. Ananta, limitless, infinite. Anantyam, infinitude, limitlessness. What is limitlessness? What is infinitude? What is anantyam? Swarupam of the reality. Therefore, reality is implied by the term Brahma in terms of its nature of limitlessness, infinitude. Kimartam sadvastu kimartam ke chaitanyam sadvastu kimartam Brahma shabdena suchyate. Why is it implied by the term Brahma? In terms of its nature of limitlessness. So, the word Brahma negates everything else in the world. How it negates? Everything and everything bound by time, space, object, is limitations, is not Brahma. Everything becomes negated. The only one and the only vastu, which is abstract, formless, subtlest, which is of the nature of knowing, is implied by the term consciousness, and alone can be implied by another term, Brahma. Okay, in terms of its nature of infinitude, limitlessness. Is it clear? Therefore, anantyam also means what? Limitlessness. Ananta, anantam Brahma, anantaha Ishwaraha means the Lord who is of the nature of infinitude, who is limitless. In his swarupam, anantaha ishwarah, anantam Brahma, anantyam, limitlessness, infinitude. So yad anantyam shrutihi pratijanati. See, shrutihi anantyam pratijanati. Pratijanati means it discusses, it proposes. Pratijanati. Shrutihi anantyam pratijanati. Shrutihi proposes the limitlessness. Shruti discusses, reveals, establishes, proposes the nature of the reality being limitlessness. Is it clear now? Now, pratijnaya is an indeclinable participle. But having proposed, having discussed, having revealed the nature of the reality being limitlessness, having established the nature of the, okay, having proposed, having discussed, having presented the nature of the reality being limitlessness, then what should they do? Tat siddhaye. Tat siddhaye. That's to achieve that. That Siddhaya means what? To achieve that fact means what? To fulfill, to accomplish that fact. In fact, to establish that fact. That's Siddhaya. For proving that fact. For proving that fact. To establish that fact. That Siddhaya means to establish that fact of limitlessness being the nature of reality. Shruti also says. Shruti says. What does Shruti says? Prapanchasya tat karyatvam. Shruti reveals. Shruti states that universe has prapanchasya karyatvam. Universe has the status of being the effect of that Brahman. Okay. Shruti states that universe enjoys the status of being the product, the karyam of that Brahman. Understand? What is the universe? Universe is karyam. Jagat is karyam. Karyam of what? Product of what? Effect of what? Brahma. If universe is karyam, what is Brahma then? Jagataha karanam. Universe presents Brahman as the karanam, Jagat as the karyam. The universe presents Jagat as the karyam. By presenting Jagat as the karyam, universe attributes the causal status to Brahman. The Shastram presenting the universe as the effect of Brahman and attributes causal status to Brahman. For what? To establish the fact that Brahman is of the nature of limitlessness. Understand? So Jagat, when the universe, when the Shruti Upanishads present Brahman as Jagat Karanam by stating universe as the effect, how does Shruti establish that the limitlessness of Brahman? The time and space also form part of the universe. When the entirety of the cosmos, entirety of the universe is presented as, okay, said to be having the status of being the effect of Brahman, product of Brahman, the time and space being part of the Jagat, time also is an effect, space also is an effect means, include the entirety of the universe, including time and space, does not have existence outside of Brahman. Got it now? Karyasya karanat karanena vina karyasya astitvam nasti. The effect has no existence independently without the cause. Existence of cause is the existence of the effect. Isn't it? Therefore, if Jagat is karyam, Jagat has the status of being the effect. Brahman has the status of being the cause means Brahman is the name of existence of time, existence of space, existence of everything in the universe. Understand? So if Brahman reality lends existence to time and space means reality is free from what? Time limitation, spatial limitation, reality is free from object limitation. The entity of the universe can be reduced to what? Three factors: time, space, and all the forms, names and functions, subtle and gross, existing within the realm of time and space. Okay. So, in order to prove the fact that Brahman is of the nature of limitlessness, universe presence, okay, discusses. States, universe lens, the Shastram says that universe has a status of being an effect of that Brahman. Understand? Jagataha. Let me read the verse here. Prapanchasya karyatvam. Prapanchasya tat karyatvam. Tasya karyatvam jagau. So first, Shrutihi Anantyam Pratignaya. So having proposed the limitlessness, infinitude as the nature of Brahma, nature of the reality, then in order to prove, in order to establish that fact, same Shruti lends, same Shruti states that universe, says that universe has the status of being the effect of that Brahman. Is it now?
Jago.
No? Jago means Jagat, says, calls.
What is the root?
Actually, Jago, Gadati. Is it clear now? What am I going to say? Prapanchasya karyatvam. Tat karma tasya karyatvam. The Shruti says that universe has karyatvam, has a status of being the effect of that Brahman. The universe has a status of being the effect of that Brahman means Brahman has a status of being the cause, and being the cause of this universe, understand now, including time and space, Brahman lends existence to the universe. Therefore, time borrows existence from consciousness. Space borrows existence from consciousness. Everything in the world borrows existence from consciousness. Therefore, consciousness, which lends existence to time and space and to the entire universe, is free from all limitations. All three possible limitations. Therefore, what? Reality implied by the term Brahman, which is of the nature of consciousness, is of the nature of limitlessness, is the nature of infinitude. Is it clear? Tat karyatva means tasya brahmanaha karyatvam prapanchasya tasya brahmanaha karyatvam jagau. Means Brahma Karanam Jagat Karyam Iti. Let me put in simple language. Okay. Brahma Karanam Jagat Karyam Iti Shruti Vadati. Is it clear now? Simple sentence. Upanishad Kim Iti Vadati? Brahma Karanam Iti Jagat Karyam Iti Shruti Vadati. Kimartam Tat Siddhaye Tat Sadhayitam. To prove it. To establish it, to demonstrate it. What? Demonstrate what? The limitlessness, infinitude being the nature of the reality. Is it clear? And he says, may you understand that abstract formless reality to be Brahman, whose limitlessness, having proposed the limitlessness, infinitude of which reality, as the nature of the reality, having proposed the limitlessness, infinitude as the nature of which reality, okay, to prove that, to establish that, universe also presented Brahman as the cause of the universe, presented the universe as the effect. Is it clear now? This is the proper translation of this verse. Have you got it or not? Mm-hmm. Has my sentence made it clear? Was it complete? Because it's a lot of relative pronouns, compounds, isn't it? Clear now? Now we can say this way. Shrutihi Brahmanaha Anantyam Pratijanati. Simple sentence. Let us make many sentences now. ஸ்ருதிஹி பிரம்மணஹ ஆர் வஸ்துனஹ ஆனந்தம் பிரதிஜானாதி. வாட் இஸ் இட் மீன்? ஸ்ருதிஹி பிரதிஜானாதி. வாட் இஸ் இட் மீன்? ஸ்ருதி ப்ரப்போசஸ். வாட் ப்ரப்போசஸ்? தி லிமிட்லெஸ்னஸ், இன்ஃபினிட்யூட், பீயிங், தி நேச்சர் ஆஃப் தி ரியாலிட்டி. ஃபர்ஸ்ட் சென்டென்ஸ். தென் தத் சித்தியர்த்தம், ஃபார் எஸ்டாப்ளிஷிங், தத் சாதயித்தம், டு எஸ்டாப்ளிஷ் தட் ஃபேக்ட் ஆஃப் லிமிட்லெஸ்னஸ் பீங் தி நேச்சர் ஆஃப் தி ரியாலிட்டி, ஸ்ருதி ஆல்சோ ஸ்டேட்ஸ். ஸ்ருதி புனஹ வததி, பிரம்ம காரணம், ஜெகத் காரியம் இதி. இத்யுக்தே ஜெகதஹ பிரம்மணஹ அன்யத்ர ஸ்திதிஹி நாஸ்தி. ஓகே, ஜெகத் ஹாஸ் நோ இண்டிபெண்டன்ட் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் அட் ஆல் அவுட் சைட் ஆஃப் தி ரியாலிட்டி. சி கிளியர் நவ்? தேர்ஃபோர் வாட்? இஃப் ஜெகத் மீன்ஸ் யூ ஹேவ் டு இன்க்ளூட் வாட்? டைம் அண்ட் ஸ்பேஸ் ஆல்சோ. யூனிவர்ஸ் மீன்ஸ் யூ ஹேவ் டு இன்க்ளூட் டைம் அண்ட் ஸ்பேஸ் அஸ் பார்ட் ஆஃப் தி யூனிவர்ஸ் ஓன்லி. ரியாலிட்டி ஆஸ் தி காஸ் ஆஃப் தி யூனிவர்ஸ் லென்ஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் டு டைம், லென்ஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் டு ஸ்பேஸ், லென்ஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் டு எவ்ரி திங் இன் தி யூனிவர்ஸ். தேர்ஃபோர் ரியாலிட்டி இஸ் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் தி யூனிவர்ஸ், ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் all limitations. So may you understand that abstract, formless, subtlest reality which is of the nature of consciousness, which alone is in the name of existence of the entire universe, to be Brahma, which is of the nature of limitlessness. Understand? 33, verse number 33 is over. Now 34. Vijignyasyataya yaccha, Vedanteshu mumukshubhihi, விஜிஜ்ஞாஸ்யதயா யச்ச, வேதாந்தேஷு முமுக்ஷுபிஹி. வேதாந்தேஷு முமுக்ஷுபிஹி விஜிஜ்ஞாஸ்யதயா யச்ச, வேதாந்தேஷு முமுக்ஷுபிஹி விஜிஜ்ஞாஸ்யதயா யச்ச. சமர்த்தியேத்யவதாரய, தத் ப்ரஹ்மா இதி அவதாரய. மே யூ டவுட்லெஸ்லி கிளியர்லி அசர்டெயின் தட் அப்ட்ராக்ட் ஃபார்ம்லெஸ் ரியாலிட்டி விச் இஸ் ஆஃப் தி நேச்சர் ஆஃப் கான்சியஸ்னஸ் டு பி பிரம்ம. ஓகே, அப்சல்யூட் ரியாலிட்டி. ஹவு, வாட் இஸ் ரியாலிட்டி? வேதாந்தேஷு சமர்த்தியதே, தட் சமர்த்தியதே மீன்ஸ் தட் ரியாலிட்டி விச் இஸ் எஸ்டாப்ளிஷ்ட் in all the Upanishads. Vedanteshu means in all the Upanishads, uniformly, repeatedly, what is established is the absolute reality. That absolute reality, the ultimate truth, which alone is uniformly, repeatedly established in all the Upanishads. Established means what? It also established Upanishads, which is arrived at also. Is established by the Upanishads, has arrived at. It's arrived at as the truth established in all the Upanishads. May you know that absolute reality to be Brahma, which alone is established, which is arrived at as the truth established in all the Upanishads. Arrived at by whom? By all the Mumukshus. People who are desperately aspiring for freedom. People who are people for whom moksha is the ultimate goal. People who are very clear about the end being moksha. And there are people who are totally committed to the pursuit of moksha. By such people who are aspiring for moksha, that reality is arrived at as the truth established in all the Upanishads. Okay, as what? As an object, not objectively, as that which is desired to be known. Vijignasyataya, as the truth which is desired to be known. Understand now? Here, we had a very interesting word here. Jignasa. Jignasa is desire to know. Vijignasa is what desire to know. Now, jignasyate is desired to be known. Desirative verb, isn't it? Now, vijignasyata, the reality has the vijignasyata. Reality has the status of that which is being desired to be sought after. Does it make sense? The Sanskrit is so expressive. Vijignasata is such a one word. To make it really clear in some English. So, vijignasyata asti. Vijignasyam is Brahma. What is desired to be known is Brahma. Vijignasyata asti. The reality implied by the term Brahman has the status of being desired to be known. Correct English sentence? Because that is Samskrita. Okay? Samskrita is Samskrita. Unique. Most expressive language. One word is enough. One desiderative word is enough. Isn't it? It takes ages for other language to come near. To reach its expressiveness. I don't know. Because the vision is so, the vision of the truth is the ultimate, isn't it? Mm. And the vision of the truth is available in Sanskrit. And that's why the whole way of life, the dharma which is emphasized, the culture, everything is based on this vision. That's why it's complete. Isn't it? The samyakakritam. That's why Sanskritam. So, vijignasyataya yaccha vedanteshu mukshubhi umukshubhi amatyate. How is it arrived at? This absolute reality, the ultimate truth of the entirety of the cosmos, which is attributeless, formless, subtlest, arrived at in terms of its nature of knowing as a Swarupam of the knower, that reality is arrived at by the Mukshus. with a tremendous effort, the great effort, the genuine effort. Okay? Atiyatnena. Not simple yatna. Yatna means effort. Atiyatnena. The tremendous effort, great effort, tirelessly. Is it? See, one must be very, you arrive at the reality only if there's desperateness, isn't it? Only if you make all possible efforts. We do make efforts, little efforts. We make very little effort and we want everything to become very clear soon. The atiyatna, I mean, being contemplative is not an easy joke. Meditative is not an easy joke. One japa we are not able to do properly. Mind doesn't sit in one place, isn't it? So ascertainment in place, repeatedly dwelling upon the vastu. That is why sometimes even after having understood the same thing, repeatedly when you're listening, pona pauna punyana shravanam itself becomes what? Nididhyasana. Isn't it? When you're repeatedly listening, the class becomes contemplation, isn't it? It's like a guided meditation, guided contemplation class. Because you're held to be with the vastu. You cannot say, no, no, I don't understand really anything here. Please tell me, any of you. I don't understand anything you can't say. Definitely you are with the vastu. Maybe certain, some sort of vagueness, some sort of ambiguity, some sort of, because our own pratibandhas, our own parabdha comes from pratibandha. Some vagueness will be there, certain things. But still, you can't say, you haven't understood at all anything. Can you say that? We can, isn't it? So here, even if you sleep for some time, sometimes you wake up, sometimes you feel dull, drowsy, still, vastu is getting in. Okay? At least. One or two points you miss in between. Go off track. Still you are, understanding. That is why he said here, mukshibhi atyatnena. Okay? This absolute reality, the abstract formless reality, suppressed reality is arrived at by the mukshus only by people who are desperately aspiring for this vision of the truth. They arrived at by them as established in the Upanishads. Vedantesha samatyate. As what? Established as that which is being desired to be known. Which is desired to be known, that which is desired to be, which is sought after. Therefore, it's made very clear, it is that reality implied by the term Brahman alone is sought after, is wanted to be, you know, sought after by all those who are desirous of discovering freedom. Nothing else. So by way of talking about Brahma, Shankara Bhagavatpada wants to remind, don't think simply make repeating Tad Brahmi Tevadarya, Tad Brahmi Tevadarya, Tad Brahmi Tevadarya. I'm repeating it. Don't think I'm simply repeating. Okay? What does it mean? If you are really aspiring for moksha, then you have no choice. You have to discover the Brahman only. It's established in the Upanishad. You have to approach the Shastram as the Pramanam, accepting Shastram as the Pramanam, and see that Pramanam is operated properly, so that you arrive at that truth. That fact also is established here. Now, Jivatmana praveshascha, Jivatmana praveshascha, Niyantruttam chatan prati, ஜீவாத்மனா பிரவேசஸ்ச நியந்திருத்தம் ச தான் பிரதி ஷூயதே யஸ்ய வேதேஷு தத் ப்ரஹ்மேத்யவதாரய ஜீவாத்மனா பிரவேசஸ்ச ஜீவாத்மனா பிரவேசஸ்ச நியந்திருத்தம் ச தான் பிரதி ஶ்ரூயதே யஸ்ய வேதேஷு ஶ்ரூயதே யஸ்ய வேதேஷு தத் ப்ரஹ்மேத்யவதாரய மே யூ அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் தட் டு பி பிரம்ம வாட் இஸ் தட் யஸ்ய பிரவேசஹா ஸ்ரூயதே May you understand that to be Brahma, whose entry is heard, whose entry is discussed in all the Upanishads, whose entry is discussed in all the Upanishads, therefore whose entry is heard in all the Upanishads. What? Brahman enters? Brahman's entry is heard in the Upanishads? Brahman's entry is heard in the Upanishads? May you understand that? Whose entrance is heard? Yasya praveshaha shruyate. Who is, what is Brahman? Brahman is that whose entry is discussed in the Upanishads. Whose entry is heard from the Upanishads. Brahman is all pervasive. Brahman is the only absolute reality which is of nature of all pervasiveness. Being all pervasive, it cannot move an inch. From where it is, movement, motion, change, etc. implies what? Isn't it? Only if it is spatially limited. So spatially limitless, we are just now understood Brahman is of the nature of limitlessness. The reality is spatially limitless, which means reality is all pervasive. All pervasiveness is the nature of the reality. Reality has the limitation, limitlessness in terms of space also. How can spatially limitless all-pervasive reality enter? Where it is not for it to enter? There is no place, no time, no object where Brahman is not. It's all-pervasive. How can it enter? But still, the entry of that reality is heard from the Upanishads. Yasya praveshaha shruyate is It is not physical entry. It is not like our entry into one room to the hall, hall to the room. Isn't it? It's not like our entry. It's not physical entry. It's like an entry like an entry. What? What does it mean? Here, yes, how? Entry as what? That you must ask. In the Upanishads, is heard, this fact is heard from the Upanishads that Upanishads, the entry of the reality as Jiva. Reality enters into all the beings as Jiva. Understand? So the reality of which, whose entry as Jiva into all the beings is heard from the Upanishads. We understand that reality to be Brahma. Okay. Now here it's called Pravesha Shrutihi. Isn't it? So, Tadanu Pravishya, what it says, so this reality enters into every jiva's mind, every as jiva. Reality enters into the minds of human beings as jiva. Reality enters into the beings as jiva. Means what? entry is in the form of manifestation. Becoming, having its power manifested, manifestation of its power is said to be what? Entry of Brahma. Understand? Let me make it very clear. If I say, if there is a sun above, and so many pots you keep here filled with the water. You have hundreds of pots filled with water. And you can say, you see this water, the pot filled with water. In every pot there is a reflection of the sun. And seeing the reflections of the sun, we can say what? Oh, sun has entered into the pot. Sun has entered into the pot. Is a real entry. So entry of sun into the pot is nothing but having its reflection in the water. So sun enters into the pot in the form of reflection. Okay, as the reflection of the sun enters. Sun has entered. How? Not sun has entered means in what form? As what? Sun has entered into all the pots filled with the water as reflection. In the form of reflection. Understand? Similarly here, this abstract formless reality, which is of the nature of knowing alone, has entered in as Jiva, okay? Jivatma as Jiva, but in the form of manifestation. When you say, I am, what is I am? This knowledge of self-existence is what? I, before even am. First, I, only then am. Isn't it? I itself is what? Knowledge. And am knowledge of existence of one's own self. The knowledge is what? Manifestation. Understand? When there is knowledge of self-existence, there is manifestation of the reality. Manifestation of knowledge. Manifestation of consciousness. Otherwise, you can say reflection of consciousness. Chid-abhasaha. Chid-abhasaha. Understand? Then that manifest one's knowledge of self-existence, obtaining in the form of thought in terms of I am, that knowledge becomes what? Identified with the mind and body, etc. Is said to be individual jiva. Understand? I am itself by itself is very beautiful knowledge. I am the body, I am the mind, I am so and so means what? Your identity or wrong identity makes you a limited individual jiva. Understand? I am. Therefore, so jivan, jivatmana. What is jivatmana praveshaha? Yasya praveshaha jivatmana. Okay. The entry of whom? The whose entry as the jiva is heard from the Upanishads. Understand? Bhagavan has entered into every mind as jiva. How? You have manifestation of knowledge of self-existence. His entry. Knowledge of self-existence results. What happens? What happens? Bhagavan is, has gone back. He comes, he is entered, and he goes back. Can Bhagavan come and go? Bhagavan does not come and go. His entry is in the form of manifestation of knowledge as Jiva. Understand? Again, knowledge dissolves. It's like as the Bhagavan going back. Whose entry as Jiva is heard from the Upanishads. Then, Tan Prati Niyantruttam Cha. Niyantruttam means what? Again, having entered as a Niyantruttam. And whose Niyantruttam? Bhagavan is the Niyanta. Bhagavan is the Niyanta means Bhagavan is the ordainer controller. So Niyantruttam means what? Bhagavan alone enjoys the status of being the ordainer controller. Niyanta. Niyamayati sarvam iti niyanta. Isn't it? Niyanta. So Bhagavan has Niyantruttam. Paramatma has Niyantruttam. How does Paramatma control everything? Having entered into every mind as Jiva. In the form of manifestation of knowledge of self-existence. Remaining there. Then what? Then controls the mind. Mind controls mind means what? Mind cannot be functional without manifestation of knowledge. Mind, inert mind becomes conscious and sentient and functional because of the manifestation of knowledge. Becoming manifest itself is what? Controlling it. And then thereby, through the mind, Bhagavan, controls his sense organs of actions, activating them, and through sense organs, illumining the whole world. How Bhagavan is there as the knowledge backing the order involved in all the functions. It's very beautiful. Isha concept must be very clear. I'm going to stop soon. We'll continue tomorrow again. Not tomorrow, a little later. Okay, not today. We have satsang. The class will be tomorrow. Let me make it very clear. Okay, professor has not come back. I'm going to Professor Ramachandran's call also. See, life in any being, they'll take only the living beings, leave the non-living things for time being. All the living beings enjoy life. Life is possible, living is possible only if all the functions happen in the system. Isn't it? There must be respiration, there must be digestion, there must be circulation, there must be evacuation, there must be everything. All the functions must happen. Excretion, all the functions must be happening. Only then life is possible. Digestion must be happening. For all the functions to happen, isn't it? There must be an order, no? There must be order in which everything functions. Heart functions in a certain way. There's an order involved in the function of the heart. Heart function, kidney function, lungs function. There's order involved in all the functions. And order is possible only if there is knowledge. There is knowledge backs up the order involved in all the functions. Because of which life is possible. That knowledge do you see through physical eyes? We don't see the knowledge through physical eyes. But we all understand the knowledge being manifest. Okay? Manifest. We don't see through. We infer the knowledge backing the order involved in all the functions. That is how Ishvara is there as the Niyanta. The one who is in the home of universal, natural, moral, law and order. Without the knowledge backing, there cannot be an order. Without the order, there cannot be functions. Without the functions, there cannot be life. Isn't it? So, my dearest example is this. Tiny little ant. I did not send word, did not email or phone call, no WhatsApp message. I kept one small piece of laddu outside in there. How did, day before the laddu came, no ant was seen. The laddu came, you won't believe, yesterday so many, and I removed the box and put outside. No ant was here. They are gone back. I didn't do anything. I did not tell them to go back also. Box was removed, ants disappeared. Box was there, ants came. Before the box came, ants were not there. Not mere box. Sweet laddu box. Amazing. Amazing. Whose instructions? The tiny little ant. No. And then taking one small, tiniest granule, lifting it as a mountain with hard work. Okay. Just moving, crawling. And this tiny little ant, how does it infer the, how does it know there is sweet thing here? That took queuing up one by one, a big queue of ants. And there's also order. One by one, queuing up, line coming. One way I got bitten also. Some of them bit. And then, so ours. And coming and taking and going. It has the knowledge. So Pooja Swamiji's language, he used to say, every living creature is blessed with adequate knowledge to live its life. We do not need to teach an ant how to live an ant's life. It has adequate knowledge to live ant's life. So crow, or a buffalo, or an elephant, or a monkey, or any insect, any worm, every tiny worm, including amoeba, paramecium, any bacteria, every tiny little creature, every tiny, whether it's a unicellular organism or a huge anything else, every living creature is blessed with adequate knowledge to live its life. Including the sthavara, all the plants, no, without requiring any tuition or tutorship, it knows how to absorb water from the earth, how to pass it on the leaves, how to have photosynthesis, how to produce its food, how to yield, how to preserve it for the future also. Isn't it? So, every living being, a sthavara or jangama, mobile or immobile living creatures, have this innate, inbuilt knowledge to live its life. That knowledge, we don't see it through physical eyes, but we understand knowledge being manifest. That knowledge is manifestation of Ishvara. Understand? So Bhagavan is in the form of manifestation of knowledge, which backs up the order involved in all the functions because of which life is possible. This is Pravesha. Understand? And how has he entered into the mind? As Jiva, Jivatmana. Entered into every mind as knowledge of self-existence. Thereby, okay, as Jiva. Who is this Jiva? Jiva is Ishvara. Ishvara is not Jiva. Like what? Sun is not the reflection. The reflection is of the sun only. What is this reflection? Reflection is of the sun. But sun is not the reflection. Every jiva is Ishvara. But Ishvara is not the jiva. Understand? Therefore, it is said here, that the verse says, yasya praveshaha ஜீவாத்மனா பிரவேசக ச தான் பிரதி நியந்திருத்தம் ச வேதேஷு ஸ்ருயதே. தி என்ட்ரி ஆஃப் விச் பரமாத்மா ஆஸ் ஜீவாத்மா இஸ் ஹர்ட் ஃப்ரம் ஆல் தி உபனிஷத்ஸ் அண்ட் ஆல்சோ தி ஈஸ்வரா ஹேவிங் தி ஸ்டேட்டஸ் ஆஃப் பீங் கண்ட்ரோலர் ஆஃப் ஆல் தோஸ் ஜீவாஸ் ஆல்சோ இஸ் ஹர்ட் ஃப்ரம் தி உபனிஷத்ஸ். மே யூ அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் தட் ரியாலிட்டி. Okay, whose entry as Jivatma is just heard from the Upanishads to be Brahma? Is it clear? Clear or not?
Yes.
Okay. We'll come back and see later on. Okay?
What's the name of Jagu?
Jagu is a past perfect tense verb. I'll come back and tell you. Okay? Past perfect tense verb, that is. Jagu is a past perfect tense verb.
Okay. Pranpati, is that with reference to those?
Jivas. Means, Paramatma having ended as Jiva, he is there as the controller of everything. When, under whose control everything is happening. Isn't it? It means, without Ishvara being there as knowledge, there cannot be order. The order is within the realm of knowledge. And all the functions are within the realm of order. The life itself is within the realm of knowledge. Okay? I think the entity more I will discuss later on. Okay? Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamidam.